Good morning. High pressure overhead produced a clear sky and light winds overnight. As a result, temperatures dropped quickly, and most everyone is starting out in the single digits to near 10 above early this morning, some teens in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. So chilly for everyone, but very little in the way of wind. Eventually, as that high drifts off the eastern seaboard, we'll pick up a southerly breeze. It'll increase during the day and also push temperatures back through the teens and 20s and into the 30s for afternoon highs. At the same time, a weak disturbance is passing through the Great Lakes. Clouds will be on the increase here and thicken up as we go deeper into the afternoon, and there is the chance of some light snow showers by dark, especially across parts of the western Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills. Later on this evening, as the disturbance moves through, most everyone will pick up a little bit of light precipitation, mainly in the form of some light snow. This could dust the ground in spots, especially across the higher terrain, and some of the favored locations could get an inch or two of snow, but most everyone a coating or even less as temperatures stay in the lower 30s. As we get into the day tomorrow, we'll warm it up through the 30s and into the 40s as that disturbance works its way off the eastern seaboard. Still, some leftover energy and moisture could produce scattered rain showers. Some places could even approach the 50-degree mark. Staying mild on Sunday with dry weather and a mixture of sunshine and clouds, once again at least in the middle 40s. As we get into the early part of next week, a cold front will sweep through on Sunday night, leaving us in the 30s on Monday. Clouds will give way to increasing sunshine. In fact, it'll stay dry through Tuesday when we'll see more sun, though clouds will be on the increase as we watch an evolving storm off the Gulf of Mexico hit the East Coast. As this storm works its way up the coast, still in question the exact track, and that will determine what type of precipitation we get in interior New York and New England, but the threat period appears to be late Tuesday night through the day on Wednesday and Wednesday night with a chance for snow and or rain. Highs through the middle of the week next week will be in the middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, rain and high elevation snow will continue across the Pacific Northwest and Northern California into the weekend. A Pacific front will advance toward the West Coast today, resulting in widespread precipitation. Locally heavy rain will be possible, and snowfall amounts may range from 1 to 2 feet at the higher terrain of the Cascades. The Sawtooths and Bitterroots could see up to 1 foot of snow by early Monday morning. Meanwhile, the vigorous low-pressure system that crossed the Intermountain West and Great Basin yesterday will surge across the high plains and Midwest today. A mixture of light rain, snow, sleet, and freezing rain will be possible across the northern plains and portions of the northern Great Lakes. Portions of North Dakota and Minnesota have freezing rain advisories in effect. Additionally, winter weather advisories and freezing rain advisories are in effect for parts of the Great Lakes states in association with this storm. And portions of the upper Midwest could have thunderstorms develop as warm air advects northward. Strong winds are expected with this system today as a tight pressure gradient sets up. A vast area spanning from the Rockies to the Great Lakes and Tennessee Valley have high wind advisories and warnings in effect with wind gusts that could exceed 60 miles per hour at times. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 12 above zero with a north wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 12 degrees, the dew point 5, 73% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.58 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Roswell, New Mexico, Canadian, Texas, and Buffalo, Oklahoma, to a low of 20 below zero at Roscommon, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, increasing clouds in the mid-30s, Boston sunny in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with light freezing rain or rain showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 30 degrees, the low 16, the average temperature 23, that's 4 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 4.5 inches for the month, which is 3.6 inches below average, and 10.0 inches for the year, which is 32.8 inches of snow below average. There were 42 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 671, and 3612 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 18. The record high 66 set in 1981 and the record low 7 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning, 6:47 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:31 p.m. 10 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds and breezy today with a few snow showers possible by dark and highs in the lower 30s. Breezy with light snow tonight in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. Breezy with light rain and snow tonight and lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds and breezy today with a few snow showers possible by dark and highs in the mid-30s. Breezy with light snow tonight and lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds, breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Breezy with some light rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds and breezy today with a few snow showers possible by dark and highs in the mid-30s. Breezy with light snow likely tonight and lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy and milder, a few rain showers in the upper 40s, a mix of sun and clouds mid-40s for Sunday. Clouds giving way to increasing sun Monday back into the mid-30s. Increasing clouds on Tuesday in the mid-30s. A good chance of snow and or rain on Wednesday in the mid-30s. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 30s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.